You have a booklet with those outlines in it. I think there are a couple of extra on the pedestal in the foyer. If you didn't get one of those, we want to continue our study today looking at the church at Sardis. Seven churches that are addressed here. We find, of course, the seven churches of Asia under consideration. When we look at the book of Revelation, we see a book that is very much abused in our religious society today. Often overlooked because of the nature of its writing, something with which we're not accustomed in our particular culture. But it is a book that is a blessing to those who heed and understand it. Revelation 1 and verse 3, "Blessed is he that readeth, they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." The book is presented as a great drama, as we mentioned. We don't have to understand every little particular of the images that are there, because the book presents a picture for us as a whole when we look take the drama in poetic fashion. The message of the book of Revelation is victory, assurance. We have that assurance that we will be victorious in Christ if we remain faithful to Him. The key to understanding the book is, what did it mean to those people? It had a meaning to the people in the first century to whom John wrote near the end of the first century. Revelation 1:1-3, as we mentioned, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto the servants. Notice, things which must shortly come to pass. Here is the meaning to those people. Here at the very outset of the book, it tells those people, these are things that are shortly to come to pass. He continues, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Word signified, within that word itself, the word sign. And so it is a book that is figurative in nature. As we've mentioned before in our study of this, ordinarily the hermeneutical principle is that you take a statement literally unless the context demand it be taken otherwise. But here at the outset of this book, it would let us know that this is the opposite, that we take what is written figuratively unless there's context that demands it be taken literally, because it is signified or signified, as if you would put it in those terms, given to us as a panorama, a picture, a drama, so much figurative language within it. He continues, "Who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, they that hear the words of this prophecy, keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Revelation 22, he reminds them again of that fact that the time is at hand. Here was not something that was written to those first century people and has now been some 2,000 years and we're still waiting for its fulfillment. Everything in the book of Revelation has already been fulfilled except for the second coming of Christ. And so the time was at hand in the day and time of those individuals. The book was written, as we mentioned, to the seven churches of Asia. We've noticed some of those already. That doesn't mean that those were the only churches, congregations within the area of Asia Minor, which is Turkey, modern-day Turkey. But these seven are addressed because seven is a symbolic number, and it represents